Exciting week. That was Walls Come Down. I thought that was an appropriate song from everybody. You're going to have to be quiet tonight. Very appropriate song considering how this week went. As you know, our website was down, our emails were gone, and we'll talk about that in a minute. It's October 2nd, 2009, and the favorite vernacular is hitting the fan. And Steve Barish is back, along with Bella Boo. Are you back, Steve?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how's it going, man?
Pretty good. I rested up the week and feel better, so feels good to rest up for a week.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You didn't do any patients or clients or anything this week?
I did one, but I wasn't feeling too well, so I just canceled everybody and just stayed home and relaxed, so. Feel much better, though. Thank you.
Oh, so good.
Really kind of you to ask.
Yeah, Steve was doing too many massages, doing too much healing. He had to do a little healing on himself.
You bet. You bet.
So what's been going on energy-wise with you this week?
Well, not too much, Fred. I really tried to do as much work on myself as I possibly could. So,
you got a good set of end wrenches and Allen screws and stuff?
Just healing myself and doing some good work.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. I wish I had a desert out here. I would have loved to have been in a desert for a couple of days. But I did a lot of meditation, which helped a lot. So, you know, I'm feeling better.
Did you meditate on your big toe? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I meditated my whole body. It felt real, real good to do. It's been a long time since I really took care of me.
Yeah, you got to do that. You've been, I look at it. You got maintenance on your temple.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, maintenance on the temple.
You got to take care of yourself, too. Sometimes we forget about that.
I actually squeezed a 30-minute workout in today.
Did you?
Always in the fall. I don't know, in the summertime I sweat a lot, so because it's out here and it's hot. But in the fall, when you don't do that, you're not passing chemicals and poisons out of your body, so you really need to work out. So I had a
Right. I changed my diet. I'm eating all fruits and vegetables, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you have that colon working. I'll have to hook you up with that colon cleanse that I've been on, and that's been a real ride. Tell you that.
Has it helped you a lot?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? One day I feel great, and the next day I feel like hell. Because it cleans your colon out. And I've been doing enemas for years, but even with that, it's not enough. And
right,
so what happens
right.
is that your body picks up a lot of toxins, and they usually worms. You probably got a lot of worms. And you start passing all that stuff, and it depletes your energy, you know?
Yeah.
When I first did my first Kalani back when I was 34, I was 165 pounds. I passed a 3-foot tapeworm.
Really?
A long time ago. And after that, I gained 20 pounds. But that tapeworm was, it was eating all the food, and it was growing, and I wasn't. But the bottom line was the tapeworm was going to poo-poo in my body, and there were poisons in there, and they were causing my teeth problems.
It was interesting.
But that was a long time ago. But after that, I did the full-on colonics programs from time to time. Then after that, I did coffee enemas. And, of course, you have to put acid alkalis back in your body.
Right.
So I don't know if you knew it or not, but CBS Radio's had a few attacks. Well, we had one last week.
No, I didn't know that, Fred.
Yeah, we had a pretty heavy one. It took everything. It took our website down, took our emails out, It not only took it down, it tried to make it disappear.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we did a lot of due diligence. IP address, you know, we had a host called CI Host, and CI Host decided, you know, quite a while back to sell all their, you know, shared servers. Like, you know, many times people have websites and they're on the same server or in the same drawer, you know, as I call it.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that they only wanted to keep the people around that had, you know, individual servers per website rather than having four or five of them on a server.
Right.
But last August, they decided to sell this to a company called X7. X7 was the company they chose, and everybody was transferred over but us. So anyway, so obviously, then we get a call the day before yesterday, which was the 29th or 30th or 31st or whatever it was, September, saying, oh, guess what? We're your new web hosting company. And we only get, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred thousand hits a month or a quarter of a million, who knows. So I said, fine. Yeah, I actually didn't like that. One of my secretaries answered the phone. And they said, okay, well, we'll have you. You're going to be down for a couple hours while we switch everything over.
Huh.
So I said, well, we don't want to be down. Well, go ahead and switch everything over. So they went ahead and our website went off the air and they switched everything over.
Right? Uh-huh.
A couple hours later, we're back online again, and where everything's fine. And that's about, I guess they called around 11, and we were back up by 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
Which is okay. I mean, that's a little damage, but not much, you know, considering all the online orders we get. So then, about 7 o'clock, it all went down.
Wow.
I'm gonna. You're gonna have to go over there if you're gonna make that racket. You're gonna have to learn. I got one of my. It's my sidekick, Buddy Boo, who everybody loves. But when the sun goes down, he hasn't learned to be quiet yet. See how Bella Boo? You know she never makes a sound. You ever watch her on TV or anything? You haven't seen her, right?
No, I haven't been able to do that yet, Fred.
Yeah, if you ever get a computer. Go to Ustream, and you'll see many years of Bella Boo being on here. And
that's cool.
Tons of people look at this. But anyway, make a long story short, about 8 o'clock, everything went away. It all disappeared.
Huh.
That's why I played the song Walls Come Down. So after it all disappeared, we called up X7 again.
Uh-huh.
And I got some stupid technician, and... Well, I'll say misinformed because it really wasn't that person's problem. But I suddenly realized that in that conversation that this person wanted to write up a ticket on our problem. Now, you've got a website that's pretty big. It goes to all over the world. We've got a radio show that goes to 174 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Our archives are the highest hit on in BBS radio. People are going to our archives. You know, you're bringing down a big mountain here if you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, oh, said fine. Well, luckily, at the same time, I smelled a rat. You know,
mm-hmm.
How rats are? You know, rats are these cowardly people that stink, you know, and they can't stand their own smell, so they cause problems to others.
Okay.
So I smelled a rat. Smelled it too. Yeah, Bella smelled it too. And so I asked X7. I said, "What's going on here?" You know. And suddenly they didn't know. You know, the conversation I had with this lady earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the documentation, all the documents.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They don't remember seeing our website. You know,
really?
Even they were hosting it for 3 or 4 hours. Suddenly, hey, we don't see your website. I said, what do you mean? I said, CI Host, had called them. They said they switched it over. So I called up CI Host and talked to somebody there. And this is night before last. And they said, oh, yeah, we switched that over in August. I said, you didn't switch mine. You were hosting me up until yesterday. Actually, today, meaning that was two days ago, which would have been Wednesday. So they didn't know anything. I talked to the, I started, you know, digging into the technician, and he says, well, I'm just a technician here. I don't know the politics of everything. I said, okay, fine. So meanwhile, I got Ryan, you know, downloading stuff off the internet, trying to collect my website, where, which was scattered out to oblivion. So the next day, you know, A1 had told me to have it running and, you know, going the next day. The next day comes, and X7 is still not doing very well. Actually, they're doing nothing. Now it's, the whole thing is dead. The store is gone. The website's gone. Everything's gone. I called CI Host up, and they really didn't have any explanation. Then I went back to the, meanwhile, Ryan is working away, he's gathering everything up, and we're getting ready to go over to GoDaddy. You know, that's where we're headed, you know. So,
right.
So Ryan is talking to these DMS people, he's talking to the people that I bought the website from in the first place that handled it on a world basis. It's getting, you know, politics are getting deep, and we keep calling X7 and getting stupid answers, and they're getting real scared now. They're starting to, like, shake on the phone, like, freak out. So finally, the guy says about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the guy tells me, hey, you know, we can't get this back up because we never got the files from CI Host. Well, how we never got the files, the hard drives, as they call them, CI Host, how come they were hosting us earlier that day up until about 8 o'clock that night? And now this is, of course, yesterday morning, and now they don't have any of my files anymore. They hosted me for about 5-6 hours. But now they can't, they're not hosting me anymore because suddenly the files disappeared and they don't even have a record of receiving them.
Wow.
Yeah. So then I call up CI Host, and CI Host says, oh yeah, we were not hosting you anymore. We sent that over to X7, but we sent those hard drives out, and they're in Texas now, down to Florida where X7 is. We sent those hard drives out to them a month ago.
Wow.
And the guy at X7 had just told me that they hadn't gotten the hard drives from my website yet, and they've been sent 2 months ago.
Okay.
What happened is they were intercepted and they were destroyed.
You're kidding.
Nope.
How the heck did that happen?
Well, you heard of the One World Order? What happens when you write a book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're retaliating now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Shit's hitting the fan. Excuse my vernacular. Big time. They don't want this book out, and they ain't even read it yet.
Wow.
They just the cover of it, and they know who I am and what I represent.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, but meanwhile, Ryan, yesterday afternoon at 3:21, calls up DMS. He calls up everybody out there, write these guys a letter. DNS, admin, and hosting support. And domain, it's DMS, admin, I'm going to have all this stuff on my website anyway, we're going to do a big thing on it, and hosting support, okay? And the guy, so what happened was, he went over to DNS, which is the one that's like in this world that we live in with websites, there's one like the Federal Reserve, you follow me?
Right.
Okay,
right.
The DNS, domain support people, have the vault of all the websites in the world, basically. You follow me? They're the ones that have the control and the power, and they're the ones that dish it out to all over the world. If somebody in Iraq or somebody in Spain or somebody in Australia wants to hit Paradigm.com, it goes through them.
Wow.
Follow me?
Wow, yes.
So Ryan got over there and downloaded the whole thing intact at 3:21 p.m. That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Then he called over there and spoke to another guy named Ryan C. And this was at right around 3:40 after he downloaded what he had to download. As soon as he got, and he gave him the IP number for some kind of a transaction that he needed some information on. Within 1 minute of him you know, contacting them on the internet, the entire Paradigm domain and website that's being hosted by, you know, the major deal killed my website.
That's incredible.
Yeah, within 10 minutes, it was dead. No trace of it anywhere in the world. No backup files. Nada.
Wow.
There. So, hey, wrong timing here. We're very deep in discussion. You know, these young hosts, if they don't, you know, sidekicks don't know. Come here. Hold him while the sun goes down. So anyway, Ryan luckily had downloaded the thing within seconds. And Ryan told me, he said, you know, if we hadn't made, you know, I hadn't made that phone call and he hadn't got on it, we'd have lost everything. We'd have had to rebuild from scratch, and that would have taken a month.
Right.
Yeah. So we got it all. They tried to destroy us. They didn't get away with it. We got names. I won't say he's a hacker, but he could be, and he'd be probably the best in the world if he had to do that, but he doesn't do that. He runs a legitimate business.
Right.
We have a paper trail on everybody and everything, every work order, everything that was under. We got a paper trail off everybody, every name, everything. And we're going to make a federal case out of this when I start doing this, promoting the book.
Right,
what other PR can you have when just having the cover of your book, the contents of your book, and a big conspiracy occurs with about four or five different companies that have to do with websites that are very important, all went together and pulled my website.
Right.
How do you like that?
That's incredible, Fred. This is the One World Order? This is what happened?
This is the One World Order. But I've got friends in there, too, right?
Okay, right.
They found out about it. They got a little upset, and that's all I'm going to say, and things are turning around now. The bottom line is we're back up, full bore. Emails
right.
are back up.
Right.
The online store went on about an hour ago, and we're back bigger than ever, and we got a heck of a lot of publicity now.
Oh, I imagine.
But we lost a few $1,000s worth of business and a lot of time. But guess what? We'll make up for it big time. Because now we're, you know, this is what you call playing in the big league.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about what happened. It was very frustrating, but finally it didn't take me long to get a handle on what was going on. And then I finally figured out, man, I'm a person of importance again. You know, I've had attacks like this before, but never on the internet.
Right.
Now I guess I'm a VIP in some people's circles.
Right.
Not in my own personal ones, but out there.
Well, I don't understand why somebody would want to hurt you.
It wasn't somebody. It was a whole group. I'll tell you why, because there's a big expose on Tavistock and the swine flu and all the cover-ups documented in this book beyond something. You know, I had very good sources, you know, like back at Watergate, you know.
Right.
There was somebody that spilled the beans, but they never could find him. I got that kind of those kind of sources too. That's how I got the book written in the first place, and they know what's going on. Something like the X-Files.
Right.
And remember the first six episodes of the X-Files that Chris Carter did was based on a lot of stuff that happened in my life that another one of his friends knew about and gave to him as some fodder. Of course, he did research, but it gave him some input to start the X-Files.
That's incredible.
And the terminology of X-7, you know, hosting, is made it real interesting. I won't say who our new host is, but they're pretty cool. They're very powerful.
That's cool.
And we know, and we're getting it straightened around on the inside of the, you know, on the inside of the inside track, we're getting things put in order. Because these people now realize, and they screwed up big time, And the stuff's going to come back and haunt them. It's the wrong time, wrong era, wrong person, you know, to do this to. Sorry.
Right.
I got high places.
Well, it seems incredible that people would want to stop information from getting out, that people are honest and want to bring it to the public eye. And I guess they'll try anything to hurt you. It's incredible.
They'll try anything to keep their ass out of jails, what it amounts to.
Well, that's
Hillary, Donald Rumsfeld. Here's a few of your conspirators, you know.
Right.
several drug companies that are brought up in my book, names, CEOs, things they did, criminal records. Half of the CEOs and COOs in the big major drug companies, and I covered every one of them, have been indicted, accused of crimes. They're not very nice people that run these big companies.
Wow.
It's all in my book, and the website,
wow,
and the records, and where to go verify and say that I'm wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, this is...
Wow.
I don't quite understand my book yet. This is not the Rays of Truth where it's happy in la-la land, where we show you how to, you know, protect yourself from ELF. We're showing you where the ELF comes from now.
Right, right.
That's why it's...
That's
why
it's
happened.
Yep.
So all they can do now is make a martyr out of me, and it's too late because the cat's out of the bag. They screwed it up big time. They should have left it alone and
yeah,
tried to get at me some other way, but now the cat's... We got to document it. We've got IP sites. We've got websites. We can go back, and they try to hide their websites. We go back through their little traps, and we go right into the front yard of somebody that's playing these games, and we've done
wow
it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's so wonderful that you saved everything, or your friend saved everything.
Yeah, well, he sensed it because his dad's a former cop, you know, and been in
right
the intelligence community, worked for the FAA, was a former highway patrol, but
right
he was in deep intelligence way before that. So his son grew up knowing this stuff.
Wow.
So the kid knew right away what was going on. And so it's cool. It's cool. You know?
Could some of these people end up going to jail, Fred?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they could.
Wow.
But it won't be me that puts them there. They'll put themselves there because what's going to happen now is there'll be investigations launched on the validity of these programs that are going on. I mean, it's like a lot. I'm not the Alex Jones is doing this. A lot of these other guys are out there, high profile. Jeff Rentz is doing this. But I have the inside track. To be honest
uh-huh
with you, I think I've
yep
got a deeper probe or deeper mole inside what's going on than they do. And I've followed everything they've done. They're doing great work. God bless them all. But they're just a little bit slow and a day late and a dollar short.
Right.
In my new book.
Right, right, right.
And I tried to get on Alex Jones' show a couple times. They obviously didn't think that I was credible enough, which is fine, because they don't really understand the relationship between the vectors in the air from these chemtrails and the vectors in these drugs and exactly what the vectors are. I don't just say there's vectors. I say this is the vector. This is who developed it. This is the name of the person. This is the website of the company that did it. This is what they're doing.
Right.
Get it out. Complete. I mean, you don't have to be a private eye to figure out what it is. I'm tired of saying, you know, people write a book or say something and the government's covering it up.
Right.
Anybody can say conspiracy. I say this is what it is. This person did this in this year based on studies of this guy in that year. And I go back, you know, 8,000 years. So
right,
the book has a little history to it. 8,000 years I start out at.
Wow.
I cover the science, the cover-ups right through the Vatican and the problem that they had with the Knights, you know, the Knights of Templar, what that was
that's
all about, who is what everything is in there. All the way
wow
up until the present day Knights of Templar, and of course, you know, which are pretty much ineffective now. But the Tavistock and some of these other companies, the affiliates, and some of these universities are not they're not bulletproof.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I've been. That's so I've been real busy. That's why I was a little late getting my show done because we just got the Amoeba Merchant thing, the store up a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been an exciting week.
Wow, I would say so.
Yeah, we got excitement around here.
You've done a lot of work.
Up there sleeping and hanging out, and we were out here kicking some butt, or actually getting
yeah
our butt kicked a little bit, you know.
Oh.
So finally we were able to find out who the bullies were. And
that's
it was the people in our book, and we know who, and it's all going to come out. I almost got enough for a second book over this incident.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
it's all
cool
quantum, you know, it's how quantum works, you know, works very well. You've used it, I've used it for possessions, for healing, we use it for
yes
a lot of things, and I'm
yes
now I'm using it for intelligence, it's great.
Right, right.
You haven't
right
lived until you use the projector in the intelligence community. It blows, it makes the remote viewing look like something that Sunday school kids do for a lollipop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's pretty powerful stuff. I imagine intelligence would be able to pick up a lot of things.
Well, there's I got a lot of friends in the intelligence community. That's not the community that's the problem, believe it or not. It's deeper than that.
Mm.
It's the guys that get the intelligence community in trouble, you know, that cause problems for guys and get them executed, you know, and renounced from a mission that they were put on, that they have no possibility, you know, of being even an agent and all that kind of stuff. It's way beyond that. Deeper than that. You know, it's the deep throat deal.
Wow.
Yeah. But wow. Anyway, I won't harp on this. This will be a good archive, you know, for you and everything that gets archived on.
Yeah, that's really incredible.
The book is pretty much printed now. It's going to be out real soon. It's too late now. There's too many of them. Too many people have copies now. We spread it out pretty good. I guarantee it. It's all over now.
Yep.
But I knew I'd have to make a rush at the end. I didn't realize I was going to have a football game here where the score was 19-19. And my quarterback was injured, and I had to get that extra point to win the game, you know. And I had 10 seconds left to get a field goal in the fourth inning, you know.
So
that's pretty much what it amounted to.
That's incredible.
Yeah, did you fall off, Elvis? So tell me about the white light. What's happening there?
Well, the white light that I've been getting all week long has been very powerful. The pyramid, my pyramid that I have over the bed, I've got a 10-foot pyramid.
Yeah.
And I'm capable of seeing the light above the pyramid coming through the pyramid. It seems to be protecting me all week long. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the light. It's very intelligent how the light really works.
Yeah.
It's just really, really beautiful to see. And it comes through almost like a lightning bolt. And hits the top of the pyramid itself, the gold part of the pyramid, and I can actually see the light coming down all four poles and into the floor. So it's really incredible. The pyramid's very powerful, Fred.
Pyramids are. So you had a little time off. You weren't working on clients this week, right?
No, I wasn't really working on clients. I was really working on myself.
So you had to get kind of a natural high.
Well, it's really beautiful to work on yourself and really, really have the opportune time to do that. So, it really feels good to receive all that light myself.
Yeah, well, it's about time. You know, physician, heal thyself. I seem to remember as a.
You bet, and it just feels good to do that and just relax, and just follow it and flow with it and. So I'm going to start taking care of myself a little bit better. I think I'm going to cut down on my work, Fred.
I would.
To be able to do that, because I'm tired of doing so many massages a week.
That's
and all of them are all energy work anyhow.
I think
so
you it's write not, a book. Think
yeah,
back a little bit.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to kick back. You know, at 67, I want to just relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're lucky that you have a tremendous amount of good energy. God's given you a lot of energy, Fred. So you're.
I've been working out. I'm a strict vegetarian, and I worked out for I've been working out as much. You know, this thing was going on. I was taking my phone. I had to do a lot of coordinating because I had a guy full time. You know, one of my engineers full time getting this thing handled. And he's one of the best in the business to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to coordinate with him, and then I have to verify my identity to these companies that had these contracts with me that were breaching them.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and it takes time, you know, when they play these games and they're lying to you. But we got it all handled, you know.
That's beautiful.
You know, if they try it again, that's fine. We'll come back even stronger yet. We'll document them again, you know?
Yep.
So, but give out the number. Anybody wants to chime in and hang out with us a little bit, give the numbers out. You got them there?
No, I'm sorry, Fred, I don't. Okay. I'll get it in a second. Just give me a minute.
Okay, yeah, because I have a...
Not a problem. That I can do. Just give me a minute.
Okay. guys put old BBS up there. You're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Steve Barish and my two sidekicks who are kicked up behind me here now. They were a little nervous tonight. They had a lot of wild energy go through here. Yeah. Wild energy. Go ahead with the numbers.
I'm getting it now, Fred. Just give me a sec.
They're so cute. A little sidekick. Buddy, he's so energetic, and he just loves to be a sidekick, but he just, you know, when that sun goes down, he just starts squawking.
Yeah.
And
he's a great bird.
Yeah, he's a good bird.
What, does he do that because of the sun going down, Fred?
Yeah, parrots activate on what's called the green shift.
Right.
And the green shift occurs when the hydrogen atom switches frequencies. It switches frequencies in your bodies.
Right.
And I'll give you an example of it. It's switching from red to violet. When you get up in the morning, have red. Most of your chakras are polarized in red. Chakras are microtubules that transmit electricity and critical fluid through the body. It's called a quantum tunneling effect. This is why I'm writing a new blurb. It's in my book.
Right.
What happens is, during the day, this red shifts towards violet. Well, at sunset, it's halfway through the spectrum, which is green.
Right.
So that's what sets them off, because that's the Holy Ghost, and that's the hydrogen atom center frequency, which is the frequency of nature, which, of course, they're birds. They're part of nature, and it's green all around. And
so they
the
feel
green,
that.
From a bird's point of view, you know, a POV, as we say in picture movies, point of view, is at night, as the sun sets, the green on a tree, it fluoresces. You follow me?
Yes.
So a bird is looking at a green tree, like you're looking at a green tree, like a palm tree. I'm looking outside the door, but it fluoresces, it pulsates.
Right.
And so they pick up quantumly that energy in their cellular structures, their quantum biology system.
Right.
So they start pulsing with this green energy. It's a big, so they don't know what to do. So they
squawk
with the pulses. So each pulse, the squawks that he makes.
So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're pulsing with the green. What we see it as a flash, if we're lucky. Most people don't have the consciousness or the clarity in their optical nerves, foveas.
Right.
The green flash, and it's very quick. But to a bird, it's about a 20-minute transitional process.
Right.
So that's why birds make that sound. Now, then they get quiet, because now the red, which you get up in the morning, which energizes the will of the body.
Right.
Okay, now that's shifting to midnight, which is the violet. The violet is that inner perspective that you do. So when you get up in the morning, your consciousness is, I'm getting up, what's the day going to be like, I'm ready to have fun, battle the day, whatever. But at night, at midnight, you don't have those thoughts. You have, what happened today? Let me sort it out. This was a great day. So you have a meditative view of what happened incidentally during the day. You follow me?
Yes.
So you have two complete shifts of consciousness, with green being sunset.
Right.
Basically, sunrise to midnight. So birds have one way of reacting to it. And people that don't acknowledge that gradually, from my perspective, go insane. And they have to have these pills and, you know, the effector, you know, these effectors and all this.
Right. Let me give out the phone number, Fred, so people have it. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's worldwide. And you can call in. They have 26 different lines, and we'll be able to help you and talk to you with whatever you want to talk about. So please give us a call in. Thank you. It's 888-815-9756.
Yeah, so call in. Now, also, I'm going to tell you, this is our last Friday night show together.
Okay.
We're going to do Thursday nights at 5 o'clock, if you can handle
that.
Okay,
5 o'clock.
Yeah, Thursday night next week. Everybody listening here, hello. Thursday, 5 o'clock, I'm shifting off the weekend. I think we'll have more viewers, because Friday night's the night people want to go out, and half the people that listen to my show do it on the archives. The truckers now have computers. One guy came in today with a truck delivering some stuff, and he had his computer up in his window, and he says, yeah, I listen to it on here, because the computers in the trucks work off these cell phone sites, so they listen to me on the road now, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling everybody today, you know, let's go to Thursdays at 5 o'clock. You know,
right.
That's what's happening.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. I'll just make time at 5 o'clock on Thursdays. That's cool.
Is that good for you?
Yeah, whatever works for you works for me.
Well, the birds told me they liked it better because they wouldn't have to squawk as much.
That's cool.
Of course, now when we do the time shift, you know, and we set the time forward,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a problem again. But, you know, because the birds don't like, you know, messing with time. You don't mess with time. A bird doesn't like that.
They don't like that, huh?
No. They think that, you know, the what do they call it, the daylight savings time is a waste of time. There's better things to do. Accept the changes in nature and don't bump the, you know, don't bump the clocks forward, you know, in the fall and set them back in the spring. The
right.
Equinox doesn't suddenly go brr, you know, or the mm-hmm. or the fall precession or the spring mm-hmm. equinox doesn't go brr and your whole body changes 1 hour. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, Benjamin Franklin started all this. He did a lot of good things, but, you know, daylight savings time, Benjamin, I hope you're suffering from it wherever you are right now. I sure am. You know, we got to talk to old Benj about this, you know.
You know, I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah.
You were the Philadelphia experiment. That's what
the Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they found, I believe it was 1957 or 58, I could be wrong. Maybe somebody out there knows the date, but I'm pretty well sure it's around that time. They found a secret door in Benjamin Franklin's home, which opened up to all of his experiments down in his basement.
I believe that.
And that was really incredible. That was quite a find.
I believe
so. That was incredible. He was really into a lot of different things.
Well, he had a wife here. He went to France. Became a rock star over there because in those days these guys were. You know, he had a bunch of affairs. His wife didn't like him. He came back. He lived quite a long time. I think he had some. God, in this book here. I think I wrote quite a bit about him in this book. I'm just not going to mm-hmm. sit down and go through it right now. But mm-hmm. He had a real interesting life.
Yeah,
I did write a bunch about him, about his electricity experiments with the key, and a couple guys in France. Tried it, and the guy in England tried it and got electrocuted because he didn't know about isolating yourself from ground.
Huh.
It's some real interesting reading. Yeah, I have a big section on, you know, there were certain guys. Thomas Jefferson had 5 kids, and 3 or 4 of them died. You lost
wow.
a bunch of wives, you know, natural mm-hmm. cause. Tuberculosis was a big thing in those days, and pneumonia.
Yeah.
So he lost half his kids and 2 or 3 of his wives. And Benjamin Franklin had a lot of tragedies and disasters, too. I just don't remember
yes.
off the top of my head, you know, after going through this. This world exhibition exercise of website, whatever you call it.
You know, it's interesting, those guys that were back in those days when they signed that Declaration of Independence, I mean, they could have lost their lives. I mean, they were powerful men. They really believed in this country.
Well, you know how it's, you want me to tell you about the signing? It's in my
yeah.
own. Okay. Here's the scenario. Because you know, Alexander Graham Bell is an uncle on
yes.
my mother's side, father's side.
Right.
My father's side, the Allen family. No, I'm sorry. On the Bell side, on my father's side is Alexander Graham Bell.
Okay.
And actually, Ethan Allen is on there, too, because of the Allen family. All right. Ethan Allen was a real estate salesman. He was 7'2" tall.
Really?
Great, taller than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, basketball.
Okay.
Who was at 7'1". So anyway, he's over there in New Hampshire selling real estate. He was
mm-hmm.
a good businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Green Mountain Boys. They are a hunting bunch. A bunch of, you know, rednecks living up there in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Spray their necks red or something. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, they saw the conflict in the colony starting. Ethan Allen did not know George Washington. He did know Paul Revere.
Mm-hmm.
He was a messenger. So anyway, make a long story short, they're sitting in the scenario now, as you know, the background of my family. And he's a triple great grandfather, by the way, not an uncle like Alexander. So I'm actually more related to Ethan Allen.
Right.
They're sitting up there in northern Massachusetts. They are, And down in Boston is the Continental Congress. George Washington is camped out at Valley Forge, a little further south of Virginia. And they're trying to get the constitutional document signed, the Declaration of Independence, and nobody will sign it. Allen is pissed off because, he wants to go to war. Washington doesn't know. The guys are, the British are walking around looking at Washington's camping ground. I think the aristocratic generals and lieutenants and captains in King George's army are looking at Washington like, oh, there's a bunch of Boy Scouts. Aren't they cute? American aristocratic Boy Scouts. Oh, aren't they? That's how they're being looked at. So nobody will sign the document. Well, this guy appeared up on the balcony, and it was Count Saint Germain in the sealed, the Congress Hall in Boston.
Right.
He came out of nowhere in the place. Nobody knows how he got in or how he got out. And he got up on the balcony, and he said, "Sign that document."
Yeah.
John Adams put his John Adams on it, and they disappeared. Well, that's what I understand. That was Count Saint Germain from the White Brotherhood.
Wow.
Had encounters with him through our Navy, which is another story.
Right.
Anyhow, they signed the document. Simultaneous with that, Colonel Parker, who was, the number one guy in the Minutemen, asks Ethan Allen, he says, "Hey, when's this war going to start?" Allen looks at Colonel Parker and says, "A war doesn't start, goddammit, until somebody dies," quote unquote.
Wow.
So that motivated Colonel Parker to go out on the Lexington-Concord Bridge and in cold blood kill a bunch of British people.
Wow.
And soldiers. That started the war. That was the shot that was heard around the world. So a few minutes later, before that, the document was signed, and spontaneously, they didn't have telephones, by the way. This is all quantum stuff. You've got feeling, The war started. So then Ethan Allen, after they shot these guys, they went up to Fort Ticonderoga, which is up in your direction.
Yeah.
And with about seven or eight of them, they got the full fort, 800 guys and General Beauregard, to surrender their weapons because they came in on them at 2 o'clock in the morning and they ninja'd them in there and they surrendered. Then Ethan Allen sent a messenger down to Valley Forge to George Washington and said, hey, George, man, we got a war going. We just took a fort. That's when the shooting started.
Wow, that's incredible.
How it started. Later on in the war, Ethan Allen got captured. He was hauled over by King George V, or the Third, rather, I'm sorry, and he was put up on trial. It's going to be hung by treason on the gallows, for treason. But he got in King George's face and says, "I don't care, hang me now. I want to come back and haunt you, your family. I'm going to put a curse on you forever." George, it's all in history. Check it out. It's in my earlier book, The Rage of Truth. King George put Ethan Allen in a prisoner exchange and shipped his butt back to the United States as quick as he could. All the United 13 states got him back.
Right.
In later life, here's how this played out, right? In later life, me being a descendant of Ethan Allen, the direct descendant, I started with Dr. Donsbach. I saw a big problem in the ionizing business. Nobody knew what a negative ion was and how it really helped the body heal. You need a body that doesn't have them can't reproduce cells. So I met a guy. His name was Wes Parker. Wes Parker was living up Pacific Palisades.
Right.
Had just won the World Series for the Dodgers. He was the first baseman in 1972. He won the pennant of the World Series. This guy, he was the MVP player of that year. So he becomes my partner, and we started a ionizer company, which Dr. Donsbach was producing, and we're selling him to the National Health Federation. His triple great-grandfather was Colonel Parker.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. So Wes Parker and Dr. Fred got together, and when we found out our history, because I was just learning my history then from my family tree, from my grandfather, and he was too from his dad, we found out that we called the ionizer, because it was the first one that didn't make the walls black, we called it the Revolutionaire.
Wow.
The Revolutionaire sold so well that we got a call from Richard Thalheimer at Sharper Image one day.
I'll be darned.
And he wanted us to make them for him, but we couldn't get together on a price. But I spent a year with Richard Thalheimer at Sharper Image, and he developed the Ion Breeze.
But you made him very wealthy then.
He made $1 billion off of it.
Yeah.
The only reason he closed the stores down was because he can make more money on the internet. He's a very smart businessman, Richard Thalheimer, very smart. He'll pick your brain like he does with me, and he has a hell of a lot more business sense than I do, and he went out and made billions.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so we got lots of stories around here, and unfortunately, they're all true.
Wow.
That's funny, isn't it?
You've had an incredible life.
Having.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the last 2 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you track that. It's amazing how you track that.
What? Oh, all that? I get a lot of help. I got, I've talked to one-on-one. I try to figure out how many people I've talked to because people call up and say, oh, I met him in 1969 when he was a government employee or had his business. Or somebody else will call. Remember me at Hughes? I was up there in the satellite division. Somebody else will say, I met him at a National Health Federation show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a lecture at the Whole Life Expo. And this goes back, to the early, 60s. Or I was in the Air Force with him. And
wow.
I guess I've come in contact personally one-on-one with close to 500,000 to 1 million people. I mean, I don't know that's the number, but I remember, like, one time I was with Dick Gregory in the Coliseum. We had 6,000 people in the audience, and they all came to my booth afterwards. They were 100 people thick.
Wow.
The Columbus Circle, at the New York Coliseum. That was
1,000
right there. That was one show.
Yeah.
When you start tossing these big numbers around, and then, of course, on George Norrie's show, and Art Bell, and A.N. Punnett, and all the 10 years with business with them, I know we one night they had 1.4 million hits after one of my shows on their website, and their website went down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I think we've reached a few people here.
I think so.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then with BBS Radio, we reach quite a few people also, and this is a growing network. And like I say, we're in 100 and some odd countries. And I mean, maybe in Saudi Arabia, we're only 3 people listening in some emirate over there. But so what? We got 3 people in this emirate and 20 more over in this one. It all adds up when you go around the world.
You bet.
And then this Ustream thing, it gets huge,
I know on my own show I've had people call from all over the world, and it's really a lot of fun.
Well, what's happening, what I see now, is there's X number of people on BBS radio connections, but then the same people have, a lot of the BBS people switched over to Ustream because they like to look at the video. So they come back to BBS Radio and watch the video through there or else the Paradigm website, which, of course, is back on there again now, too.
Yeah. So. Yep.
All cool.
It is. It's really cool. The energies, Fred, I can tell you that are coming in are extremely powerful. I've been feeling them all week. And this new light, it's so powerful. It looks like... The only color I can tell you is it looks like electrum. It looks like lightning, Fred, but it lasts a lot longer. It's very, very bright. It's brighter than I've ever seen it before. So there's some new energy coming in that's extremely powerful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't have time to highlight the 3 biggest events in my life, but this is the 3rd one. I'll just say that much. And in my books, you can pick up on what the other 2 were. And they were major. They affected millions of people.
Yeah.
Well documented. But, it's all cool, I'm having fun. Just by, what I've learned is that the closer you get to the truth, the more excitement you create.
You bet.
Especially when you work in world politics.
Yeah.
World politics is not based on truth.
It isn't.
No, it's based on lies. It's based on deception. It's based on interrogation. It's based on basically religious entities or factions fighting against each other, with the government being established to establish protection for the beliefs.
And
what's the war in Iraq? Where you go? You got two factions over there. You got the Shiites and the Muslims. And what's going on in Afghanistan? You got the Taliban, the Shiites and the Muslims, more the Taliban, and you got the Christians here, right? And the Catholics here, because a lot of these troops are Catholics, Christian, Protestant, You know, it's a religious thing that goes on because Taliban, you know, they don't want, you know, they put their women with you know, burqas and face masks, and, you know, they all could be on the Lone Ranger show. And you see all this stupidity on all these countries and this control. Then you have these high priests raining down, you know, on everybody. And that's
right.
Where politics and religions are. And you put the truth in, and they all fry.
That's incredible.
The only religion that exists is your own internal clock and your own belief
you
system.
You bet.
In God.
That's what it's,
and
that's what it's all about.
And your own heavenly belief system. That's what's being destroyed in this country. You know, you can't even say the Lord's Prayer or and I'm not a religious anything, but if somebody wants to say the Lord's Prayer because it's a mantra, they can say it. You can't even, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
don't have a flag. So I got all these veterans from two world wars, and the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, you know, died in vain because we don't even respect our own flag anymore.
Yeah.
So what's that all? Why? Because we sent all the work to China and Mexico and everything else. You know, Michael Moore is covering this pretty good. So follow
yes, he
him.
Is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He was on Bill Maher's show the other week talking about it.
Yeah, he's been on everything. He's doing capitalism now. It's about time.
Yeah.
And he's a homeboy. He's from Flint, and I'm from Ann Arbor.
Oh, is he?
Michigan boy has really kicked some butt.
Yeah.
Our butts kicked either way. One way or the other, some kicking going on.
Yeah,
it could be our
sure.
butts or somebody else's butts, but there's kicking going on.
Yeah.
And Steven Seagal, he's from Kalamazoo. He's a kick butt guy, you know. He's done a lot of martial arts.
Yeah, Steven Seagal. Nice guy.
You know, his movies,
I've never met
always
him, but nice
about
guy.
Something, you know.
Yeah.
Under Siege 2 was all about that satellite program that I wrote about, the old KH-1 and KH-11 satellites and all that, and the Misty satellite, and it's all in my book, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's 55. So anyhow, go ahead. Your show's tomorrow.
Yeah, my show's tomorrow night. It's Steve Barish Healing Hour. It's on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And we're going to be talking about the receptor projector and the projector on the wall. So it's be an interesting show.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys out there, give us a call at 1-800-729-2603. Say that you emailed into the chat room, because I see a lot of questions here. One guy's putting up a spa and blah, 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 and I'll gladly talk to you one-on-one. Just when you talk to Rebecca, or my daughter, Megan, who takes the calls during the week, tell them that you heard, you were one of the people in the chat room on the BBS radio show on Ustream, and I will take your call or return it promptly. I apologize because I can't take all the calls now, but I will respond to you. Even though I'm busy. Because you guys that are my listeners, watchers, and naysayers are very important, you know, because this is why we do these shows. And I know you guys are going to go out and kick some butt or get your butts kicked, too. And my number is 1-800-729-2603. 1-800-729-2603. Paradigm website is up. The ordering part of the Neva server that takes the online orders is up. We were down for 3 days, but we're back. Okay. Here comes the music. Baby. Walls come down, baby. Come on, Buddy Boo. Everybody loves Buddy Boo. And listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, hosted by Bella Boo, Buddy Boo, and Steve Barish.
Cry, baby, lay down.